All right, the women's basketball team won their 8th straight Olympic gold, beating France in a nail biter yesterday, 67-66.
One point, yeah.
Yeah. Three more golds in the track and field, and one in women's cycling, the final gold medal tout. Team USA 40, China 40. That's the gold. Japan 20, Australia 18. And host country France finished in fifth place with 16. Now, America's women crushed it this year, winning 54% of our medals. The men snagged 41% of them, and 5% came in mixed events. So it's in the Olympics is in the history books now, and we look forward to 2028 in Los Angeles.
Next time, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, California.
4 years.
And the last one was 1980?
84.
Was it 84?
Yeah.
Right.
In Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. 6:16 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at Lead Off Sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted.
Yeah, the 84 Olympics, of course, no Soviets.
No Soviets in that one. Of
just like this Olympics, there were no Russians.
Well, they ought to behave themselves if they want to go to the Olympics.
Let's take a look at minor league baseball to start out with. The Wichita Wind Surge finishing up a week in Corpus Christi at Whataburger Field. 2,900 fans at the game yesterday as the Wichita Wind Surge taking on the bottom team in the Texas League, the Corpus Christi Hooks. Big win for Wichita, 10-1. Six Wichita pitchers combine on a four-hitter and get 12 strikeouts along the way. Wind Surge has won 6 of 9. They took 4 out of 6 in this series in Corpus Christi. Off day today for Wichita, coming back home for a week at home starting tomorrow downtown at Riverfront Stadium. Only 18 home games remain for Wichita. Let's go to Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals, after a very rare off day on a Sunday, get back at it tonight. They're on the road this week. First stop, Minneapolis. Visit with the Minnesota Twins in a 3-game series starting at 6:30 tonight. You can listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH between these two division rivals. The Royals right now with a 2.5-game lead for a wild card spot over the Seattle Mariners in the American League with 44 games to go. However, going up to Minneapolis has not been a good setup for the Royals recently. Kansas City has lost 16 of its last 18 on the road in Minnesota.
Against the Twins?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they need to
figure that one out.
Take care of that. Yeah, exactly. Let's go to another Major League action yesterday in Milwaukee. The Cincinnati Reds visiting the first-place Milwaukee Brewers. Tie game. Look who's at the plate. The cleanup hitter for the Reds, former Wichita Wind Surge outfielder Spencer Steer. The action on Bally Sports Ohio.
Steer lifts to left. Churio going back. Hops in front of the wall and bumps into the fence. Espinal tag and score. De La Cruz tag claims third. A tie-breaking sack fly from Spencer Steer. He's got 69 ribbies, and the Reds have a 4-3 lead.
And that would be the final score. So that was the game winner right there.
Yeah.
Steer with a .385 on base percentage in the past week. 69 runs driven in, as you heard. That's in the top 12 in the National League. Cincinnati snaps a 2-game losing streak with that win. Let's go to the Olympics, and it did not end without some controversy. An American gymnast stripped of her bronze medal.
USA Gymnastics says during the appeal process regarding this matter, Childs has been subjected to hurtful and baseless attacks on social media. Childs indicated that she's saddened by this situation. She has posted broken heart emojis to her Instagram story. She also wrote, "I am taking this time and removing myself from social media for my mental health. Thank you." So how did this all start? Well, initially, Childs finished the women's floor exercise in fifth place, but USA Gymnastics and her coach quickly submitted an inquiry into the judge's decision, arguing that her difficulty score should have been higher, especially regarding a leap she performed that involved a split in the air while rotating 540 degrees.
We're talking there about American gymnast Jordan Childs, and they stripped her of her bronze medal. And that was Fox's Christina Coleman with that report.
I guess I don't understand.
Well, it has to do with judging.
Okay.
And whether or not you can appeal and whether or not that appeal can be upheld or overturned.
Okay.
Apparently, and it's some deal where it has to all be done in under 60 seconds, and the ruling was made in 64 seconds. So they went 4 seconds over, and they...
No wonder people are mad.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's...
I'll tell you, the way they let people box and this kind of crap,
And run by a bunch of yahoos or what?
Yeah, so it's an unfortunate situation when stuff like that can't get worked out in a fair manner. So that's what's going on there. Happy birthday today to a absolute legend, Lynette Woodard, 65 years old today. One of the great athletes of all time to ever come out of the city of Wichita as a player. 2 state titles at Wichita North High School. And in college, a 4-time All-American at KU. For many years, for decades, she was the all-time leading scorer in college women's basketball. And, of course, first female player ever to play for the Harlem Globetrotters. She's in the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. Once again, an absolute sports legend, Lynette Woodard. It's her birthday, Wichita's own. She is 65 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. Located in northeast Wichita, Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Following plant-based diet can be good for your health. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.